From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Two bands at the center of the Seattle grunge scene in the early 1990s are out with new CDs, Alice in Chains and Pearl Jam. Our reviewer Tom Moon says that almost two decades later, the bands are in very different creative places.
Here are two takes on how to persevere in contemporary rock. Alice in Chains is back after an extended absence with a comeback attempt called Black Gives Way to Blue. There's also Backspacer from Pearl Jam, which is trying to maintain the modern rock dominance that it has enjoyed for nearly two decades. Not too many rock bands have been as steady as Pearl Jam. Every few years, the Seattle five-piece brings out new music. This is its ninth studio album. And like the others, it's built to strict specifications. It's got heavy and heaving rhythms behind semi-tortured vocalist Eddie Vedder. What it doesn't have, apart from that supercharged first single, is much in the way of new inspiration. Backspacer is full of backward glances. The lyrics dwell on long-gone innocence, while the music finds Pearl Jam attempting to rekindle the righteous fury that defined its early works. The effort is audible. It's as though the years of grinding it out on the rock treadmill have brought on a deep fatigue, and the best these guys can do is approximate what they once did well. Then there's Alice in Chains. After the 2002 drug overdose of lead singer Layne Staley, nobody expected to hear from these guys again. But the guitarist, singer, and songwriter Jerry Cantrell continued to write, and with help from new vocalist William Duvall, has created an unexpectedly vibrant expansion of the band's sound. The sludgy, pile-driving backbeats and other Alice in Chains basics are still in place, but there are clues that the band recognizes it can't lean entirely on what worked before. The first song contains the line, "There's no going back to the place we started from." The new record features lush strings, exotic eastern textures, and bracingly lovely vocal harmonies. There's a tribute to the late Layne Staley, with piano from none other than Sir Elton John. Curtains drawn, now it's done. Usually, when a once successful band returns after a long break, it's worried about expectations. That's what's striking about these albums. Pearl Jam is the one that sounds desperate to give fans exactly what they've come to expect, and Alice in Chains sounds positively liberated. They're exploring and stretching in ways that might not have been possible without that long hiatus.
Our critic is Tom Moon. He reviewed the CDs Backspacer from Pearl Jam and Black Gives Way to Blue from Alice in Chains.
Time to change has come and gone.